100%. You know, I think when Ardrah went one point up, I think myself and I'm sure other boys were thinking, here we go again. You know, it's been the story of us for even this year in the league, or even previous years. You know, you dog it out for a while, but you end up getting beat the same against St. Michael's down here. It was probably our best performance last year, and we got beat by a point or two. But you know, we're not after moral victories, you know. A win's very, very important for us now, and hopefully we'll be looking forward to the draw tomorrow night, and hopefully it's kind to us now. We can push on and target the next two games as well.
Of course, Ardrah were kicking with the breeze here in the first half. The only exit was 7-4, you know, a 3-point lead. You were probably pretty content with that there. You know, SP's instructions before that, you know, the throw-in was probably just don't concede a three-pointer, concede a three-pointer. Let's just see where we are at the break. You were probably pretty happy that there gap was only 3 points.
Yeah, I'd say so, because I suppose coming into this game, Ardrah were very much unknown. Like, it's a team I wouldn't have really played with or played against in my life before. So I suppose we were kind of sussing them out in the first 10-15 minutes. I think going into the first water break, we probably weren't overly happy. We were 6-2 down, I think. But I think the second 15 minutes, I thought we kind of dominated. We won that 2-1. I think it went in 7-4 at the break then. Then we took stock then. I think we were happy enough at that. We thought that if we could get at them and run hard enough, you know, we could cause them trouble. And I think we did especially the first 10 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, get at them, you did. You kicked the first 5 points off the first half. You moved 9-7 up. You looked to be in complete control. Ardrah, I suppose, then, maybe running out of ideas and maybe short on space. You know, a direct ball into the area. CJ Malloy, a bit of power, wants it. Offloads it to Thomas Boyle. He hits the back of the net. They jump a point ahead on 1-8-10 points. It really was ebbing and flowing at that there stage. It was tit for tat. And, you know, people were on the edge of their seats. It was exciting stuff out there.
I think it was just after the Ardrah goal. I think Dylan Dorian came up and kicked a point in the right hand side, and it's probably something I shouldn't have been thinking of, but I was thinking this is a great game, you know, I suppose a good one to watch for the spectators. But again, it was a hard game out there as well. You know, like, both teams were getting fairly tired towards the end. It was like, it might not look it, but it was very humid out there, and it was tight heat. The goal was a bit of a sucker punch for ourselves, because I thought we had a lot of the momentum, but again, that was a danger in there. Like, CJ's a big man, and he was causing bother by winning the ball. But again, I thought Peter Curran and on them done very well once he's on the ground, you know. And I thought our defence were excellent today. It's one thing we've been trying to work on the last couple of weeks, is working just more as a unit in defence. You know, we have a lot of very, very good individuals, but it's getting the work together, and I thought we worked well on that.
Listen, we were 3 minutes into the red here. You've been kicking sublimely all day. Ardrah were 14 to 12 points up. You needed a goal, of course. I think it was the first effort you undercooked today, maybe by design, but you dropped an effort short, but it took a clip off the top of the fingers, I think, of Conor Klassen there on his own goal line, and ended up in the back of the net. Was that intentional in terms of dropping it short, or were you trying to split the post to tie the game up and get a draw?
No, definitely not. I was trying to put it over the bar. I think I kicked the one not long before that on the corner of the 45, but for that one, I think my legs were starting to go on me a wee bit. Now I was just trying to put as much into it as I can. When I hit it, I was kind of hoping it was going to go over, but then when it went to the net, now I was delighted. I was glad there was no square ball or anything called then. But no, it was definitely, I was trying to go for a point for that one.
And finally, before we let you go, of course, tomorrow evening, you're into a bit of the unknown now, a dark round. You don't know what's coming your way next week. You'll know by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, of course. And listen, you just probably have to hope and pray that it's kind for you, because you have 2 points nailed to the board. Need to nail another two at least, I'm sure. You know, to have I suppose hopes or, you know, wishes of progressing, but it's all in the luck of the draw, and it's in fate's hands now the morning night. But probably fingers crossed that something kind comes out there.
I definitely think, obviously, in Donegal football, there's a lot made about the top four, and like, anyone who's realistic, like, you want to go out and play against the best, but at the same time, like, no one's going to be like, we can potentially get Glenties and St Union's tomorrow night now, and I'm not going to bed tonight hoping that we get the two of them. You know, you'd be fairly unlucky to get both, but even if you got one of them and another game with one of the teams from the bottom 14 of the championship, and it's not disrespectful to the bottom 14 teams, it's just I think teams are more even there. If the draw is kind of us, you know, we'll be looking forward. It's a massive boost for the boys. You know, it's the best mood a lot of the boys have been in. It's great to see the emotion and Dad and Kevin and all the backroom after the game, you know, and hopefully we can push on and do it for them now.